Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela 26.
Nothing major on the Gauteng roads at the moment. However, watch out for the roadworks on the N3 north and south as you head into and out of KZN.
Die ANC sê hy is vol vertroue dat die politieke partye konsensus sal bereik oor die voorgestelde nasionale begroting, insluitend die omstrede verhoging van 0,5% in BTW wat op die 1 Mei in werking tree. Die ANC sê adjunk-sekretaris Nomvula Mokonyane sê die komende vergadering is van uiters belang vir ekonomiese bestendigheid en die welstand van alle Suid-Afrikaners.
We do believe that as we have been able to go through the fiscal framework and it going through parliament, we will be able to also find one another. We have left most of the other issues to President Cyril Ramaphosa as well as parliament.
Intussen gaan die DA voort met sy regstappe teen die verhoging van 0,5% in BTW. Die saak word môre in die Hooggeregshof in Kaapstad gehoor. Die DA se woordvoerder, Karabo Kakao, sê die party wil 'n dringende interdik hê om die verhoging te stop en voer aan dat die goedkeuringsproses in die parlement gebrekkig was.
Even though the houses sat themselves and there was a majority vote in favor of that, the Democratic Alliance is of the firm beliefs that the process that was followed did not go according to what the rules say the process is supposed to be. So all of those other things are part of what is going to be argued in court on Tuesday.
Die Good Party sê skole en tersiêre instellings moet plekke wees van veiligheid en onderwys. Dit volg nadat 'n student verlede week doodgeskiet is tydens 'n begroting by die Walter Sisulu Universiteit in die Oos-Kaap. Die party se nasionale jeugvoorsitter Kaden Agile moedig owerhede aan om 'n veilige leeromgewing te voorsien.
This is something that we cannot accept, giving the real causes and the real motivation behind these protests the spotlight that they deserve. Because these education spaces are ones that need to be an area of safety.
DHL Express skort van vandag af die aflewering van pakkette te waarde van meer as R15,000 op na die VSA. Dit volg op die instelling van die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump se nuwe tariewe. Die wêreldwye logistieke maatskappye sê die aflewering van alle lande sal tot verdere kennisgewing gestaak word. En in Gauteng word daar vandag bewolkte kou weer verwag met baie en geïsoleerde baie in die suide van die provinsie en 'n warmer weer in die noorde. Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Mbombela en Polokwane 26, Emlangeni 21 en vir reisigers Kaapstad 20, Durban 23, Beka 18 en Bloemfontein 21. Ek is Emil Pienaar of Top Story this hour, ANC confident of budget agreement amid VAT dispute.
Hey, I like that. I like the, we're confident. As opposed to the fighting talk coming from the other guys. Dankie vir my nuwe woord, vir my woordeskat. Ek het 'n nuwe woord vanoggend gekry. Bestendigheid. Durability. No wonder I don't know that word. Dankie Emil, verder Anies. We're not doing news headlines today, huh?
No.
Nah, it is a very happy public holiday. Things change, and the music certainly doesn't. Here we go.
Jacaranda FM plays music you love.
I got you.
Like this.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. But it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well.